listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Mr. Evan.
Mr. Evan. I'm feeling very
regal,
sophisticated, grown up.
You're wearing a Secretive NIMH.
I am wearing a Secretive NIMH T-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Really can't stand up on that one.
I've never been accused. That is damn good. Sorry, I was distracted by how good my beer was.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I've never been burdened with too much adulthood.
We are at Cafe 421 or 421 or however you want to pronounce it.
Yes.
It's in the heart of Dinkytown. Well, maybe not heart of Dinkytown.
We're in kind of the... See, I consider the heart of it... Actually, probably, no, I would say we're pretty close to the heart, because for me, the heart is the intersection of 14 and, not University, but the next one up.
Fourth?
Is it fourth?
Just right here?
Yeah. But yeah, the corner where you've got Loring Pasta Bar and Goldie's and, you know, and what's now Potbelly for a long time. For me, that is always the Purple Onion corner, but even though Purple Onion moved. But that's the heart, and we're like a half block north.
Yes.
Damn.
Holy crap.
I have a smattering of navigational acumen.
That's the first and only time that's ever going to happen.
Pure dumb luck.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, well.
I'm familiar with this area, as we've gone over when we were at Loring Pasta Bar. I used to work just up, literally up the street.
Yep.
So this is a little bit weird being back here. Mm-hmm. And I always do feel a little bit weird anytime I drive in here, just because it was a rough time for me, just in general, to be working up here. But I always have odd feelings when I come up here.
Yeah.
So, way to bring the show down.
You did it.
Yeah,
I like the fact that we're doing the same, we did the same thing subconsciously.
Really?
There, yeah. Because I didn't know that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
We got our bread plate, and we both got the pats of butter. And
frozen pats.
The frozen pats, and so we both put them in our hands to warm them before spreading. It's sad how much alike we've become. We really are kind of a married couple, yeah. It's kind of sad. I could have done so much better.
Christ, over the past week, you've probably seen me more than you've seen your fiance.
The last couple days at the very least.
Yeah. Plus, I put out.
But it's kind of like McDonald's. Yeah, it's food, but really.
Wow.
Who cares?
Everyone's had it.
Well, in your case, yes.
Wow.
You did that to yourself.
I know.
Anyway. As I dip in some oily oil here. I'm a huge fan of Dinkytown. Love Dinkytown.
Mm-hmm. You kind of have to be if you can't. Since you went to college here, that's one of those things you just kind of have to love.
Yeah, and half of my college matriculation. I'm just full of the SAT words today.
Bring your dictionary along
today.
That's
right. Half of my time in college was done at Sanford Hall, which is the dorm nearest to Dinkytown, kind of on the outskirts of campus as a whole. And then one of my apartments, or two of my apartments, were pretty much in Dinkytown, or the kind of the outer skirts of Dinkytown. And then two other apartments were in Northeast, or an apartment and a house, no, were Northeast. So I was always fairly close to Dinkytown. I love coming here. I love, you know, the shops that... It's a good mix of those places that have been here forever.
Yeah.
You know, Al's Breakfast and... excuse me. I would even count, like, Loring Pasta Bar, even though it's one of the newer ones.
Varsity. Both the bike shop and the...
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and more store bait, more stores like Magus Books.
Yep.
And whatever the head shop is calling itself now, it keeps changing.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
Anytime they get investigated, they have to change the name. But yeah, also, but you know, there's also places like Blarney's across the street.
Yeah.
I think it's called Blarney's.
Vecchio's.
Well, Vecchio's been here forever, but I'm thinking like, you know, newer places.
Yeah.
You know,
Kitty Cat Club.
Kitty Cat Club. Ain't Whiny's Parlor. You keep naming things that have been here forever. I'm trying to make a point of new stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah. Dink. That's right.
I don't know if that was necessary.
I don't care. The bread is very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white bread. Or probably a
French
bread. Yeah. It's not flavored, is what I'm saying.
No. But the oil is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Olive oil, just a little bit of cracked black pepper in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a very good quality. And both bread and oil.
And the beer I was talking about at the beginning of the show that I was so enamored with is a Tilburg. It's a Dutch brand, excuse me. And it's a brown ale, which I've become a very big fan of over the last probably year or so. And it's a little smoother than a Newcastle, I would say. I mean, that's the fairest kind of comparison. And I think it's less the flavor and more the... I think Newcastle's is more carbonated than this is, so it's got a little bit of that bite from that. So this is just maybe a slightly flatter version of Newcastle, which sounds not as good as it actually is. But it's very good.
Well, good.
I'm enjoying it. How's your iced tea?
It's very good. Didn't want beer today. Didn't want a beer or a glass of wine or anything. I know. Well, it took me a long time to get to your place today. We record on Mondays. And last night, tornado rolled through the outer skirts of your neighborhood.
Outer nothing, it was across the river.
Basically.
I mean, it's less than a half a mile away from my house.
And they have extensive damage. Luckily, you know, two people killed.
I only heard one, but that was last night, so.
But quite a few injured. Thank God it wasn't Missouri. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Mine. Yeah. What up? but yes, tornado rolled through, which, if you don't know the geography of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
You live in northeast, and then it basically hit north Minneapolis, even though the part of north Minneapolis would technically be northwest Minneapolis.
Yes.
Minneapolis is where it really hit, and then kind of flowed into northeast.
Mm-hmm.
But has basically turned your your neighborhood into an island. Because we can't, you know, you literally can't get to you. To go in through downtown Minneapolis.
So what else did you say?
Drive through downtown Minneapolis. You look perplexed.
I may fight you for that third one.
We'll split it down the middle.
I don't know if I'm willing to accept that.
Fine. Would you do knives or guns?
You can do knives, I'll do guns.
I got the bigger one anyway. That is what she said.
But yeah, no, we had the big tornado. And I know. we're making faces at each other. We got an appetizer, which is fairly rare for us when we're doing entrees. Mm-hmm. But the menu at Cafe 421 is kind of phenomenal.
Really is.
And it makes me kind
of,
yeah, for how big and honestly how well known. Like, this place has been around for a while, but I've never been here. Being the big Dinky Town fan that I am, I'm surprised I've never been here. But it's a good mix of kind of cafe style stuff, but also a fair amount of Greek. And
it's a very heavy Greek.
Very heavy Greek, but and then Italian kind of influences. They got this thing on here. I could do a lamb kofta slider, yeah, which we did not get, which I'm always cool with. They have something called a gyro empanada, which is exactly what it sounds like. Mm-hmm.
And it literally put together two of my favorite words in any language. Literally, like, I love empanadas and I love gyros. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they go absolutely perfect together?
Yeah, and it's served with the tzatziki sauce, which is a cucumber yogurt sauce, and they're pretty awesome. I gotta say,
they're up there with the Yak Momos from mm-hmm. Everest.
Yeah,
just outstanding flavor from tip to tail here.
What I particularly like about these is that they are, they've got a clear gyro flavor, mm-hmm. you know, although I just got a nice bit of spice all of a sudden, and I think there's like a cheese or something in there, mm-hmm. I can't really quite tell, but it's that kind of, it's probably the least greasy empanada uh-huh. I've ever had.
Yep.
It's closer to like a pot pie. It's not dry.
Yeah.
It's not dry at all. It's just it's smooth.
The other thing is the proportion to cheese to meat mm-hmm. in the filling is perfect.
Yep.
Like, the cheese is not oozing out all over the place.
Mm-hmm. It's enough to hold everything
and
together.
Yes, we are going knives with this.
That's fine.
I will cut you.
We will split it like big boys.
Okay, we'll split it like big boys. Is that down the middle?
Yeah, it looks right.
You sure?
Yeah. I think either of us could spare a centimeter.
No. No.
This is some serious shit going on. Screw you.
The tzatziki sauce has a wonderful dill flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. It's a little thicker than I normally like it, or even when I make it myself. It's a little thicker than I normally like it, but it's good.
Mm. Well, it's got that real... You know, I think when you get it, and I hate to do the comparison.
That's right, I went there.
When you get it at places like Adino's or Europolis, where it's more a fast food gyro,
mm-hmm.
they can't dick around with a thick sauce like that.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a speed thing. Anything else? It's actually used as a Greek yogurt, so mm-hmm. you have that thickness. I mean, if I had a spoon, we could literally stamp the spoon in there.
Yeah, if there was enough left for it.
You got the right idea.
I'm not letting it go.
That was a good idea.
Here's the thing, though. Tzatziki sauce,
mm-hmm.
possibly one of the best sauces / condiments, especially with meat.
Yeah.
Particularly your darker meats, like a beef,
lamb,
game. I've had tzatziki with deer. Yep. Oh, baby, that's awesome.
I call that venison when it's processed.
Well, I'm, you know. Is venison the whole thing?
Yeah. No, venison.
Because there's certain parts of the cow, or okay, bad example. With pigs,
venison
there's certain
is the processed. It's
the dried and.
Well, no, not even that. It's just once the deer has been killed, for lack of a better term.
But there are no deer here.
I know.
So you don't have to, like, lower your voice when you're talking about killing them.
But from my understanding, once the deer has been essentially turned into meat, not seasoned or anything like that, mm-hmm. or turned into sausage or anything like that, but, you know.
Shuffled loose the mortal coil?
Pills?
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't know the reference. That essentially is venison.
It becomes venison. Right. Well, I was thinking, I was wondering if it's something like there's certain parts of pig that are pork, and there's other parts that are ham.
Right.
You know, even though it's essentially the same meat.
I want to grow a pig that is just all bacon.
It's all belly.
Yeah, all belly.
I think it's physically impossible.
Make it happen.
You have to do some like Dr. Moreau shit, I think. Some sort of man was not meant to play God.
I was reading an article today with the head chef on the head chef at Porter and Fry, which is downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah.
The Ivy Hotel. No.
Is that a heavy table story? Or?
No, it was a. It wasn't heavy table, but the head chef there on their Saturday and Sunday brunches, their bacon is lamb bacon.
And the lamb burger?
Yes.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, can I get anything else?
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Want me to take that
plate? Sure.
Oh, my. Right. I'm excited.
So we kind of went the yin yang approach with this meal, because while you started with the iced tea, you spun it back toward more manly, where I started manly and spun it back the other direction.
Yeah. You cut off your meats.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. There is meat on this.
You are getting married.
I am. Mm-hmm. I am indeed. The day is still young, though. What did you get?
I got the lamb burger, which has cucumber, tomato, red onion, and what looks to be no tomato. It looks to be tzatziki, but it is not. What actually is it?
It's a cucumber mint raita.
Okay.
It's very similar to a tzatziki. It's a little thinner, and unlike most tzatziki, most traditional tzatziki, it has the mint in it. You know, normally traditional tzatziki is dill and lime. It's kind of the additional bits in there.
And I came with a field green salad. I love a chef that knows how to toss a salad. No, but it's lightly
tossed. Disgusting person.
I know, but it's lightly tossed with just the right amount of dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Just not floating in it, and dressing's not running into the sandwich.
Yeah.
Which...
It is a hard thing to do.
Well, it is, because even like the more seasoned chefs do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it's just a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to bite into this burger.
It does look pretty awesome. I went with a salad, which is kind of rare for this show, but this is... Just on paper, this is a fantastic salad. Their chicken chop salad, which is the roasted chicken. You got bacon, you got avocados, you got tomatoes, you got gorgonzola cheese, you got scallions, you got wonton crisps, you got red grapes, you got romaine, and more field greens, and a honey Dijon vinaigrette. This is probably one of the best restaurant salads I've ever had.
Really?
It is, again, you're right, it's all about proportions, you know. The grapes are a nice touch. The chicken is cooked well. The wonton crisps are light, which is important. Like I've had wonton strips in salads before, where they're closer to a fortune cookie crisp. So like there's too much crunch. It's too hard. These are nice and light, but they do add a little bit of texture. The grapes, you know, you kind of scoffed at the grapes earlier in the salad. I think if they add a nice little kind of brightness to it, especially when you compare it to like the honey mustard.
It's got to be a nice awesome. It's got to be a nice offshoot with the gorgonzola in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get the kind of the earthy cheese with the grapes and the avocado. It's pretty outstanding, I gotta say.
How's
your burger?
Very good. Very, very good. The meat's done perfectly. I mean, and literally done perfectly. You know, when you, there's a thing with lamb, is when you have it ground like this, you can overcook it really quickly.
Yes.
I mean, because
it's a fairly coarse, it looks like it's a fairly coarse ground.
Yeah. So it's, and there's a thin line between done and you're ruined.
And you're done.
And you're done.
This is perfect. It's well seasoned, but not overly seasoned, so you can actually you still get that kind of Greek flavor to it, but the lamb is the star. Mm-hmm. That's very, very good. Fresh cucumber on there. It's nice. I would actually do a little less cucumber on it.
Really?
Because there's a full layer of cucumber on it, and it's not overpowering, but there's a fair amount.
I love cucumber.
Well, I do too.
Yeah.
But you kind of want it to be a balance, and there's just a little bit more cucumber on it than I prefer. It's on a grilled toast.
It's on the other side here. It's a grilled Vienna bread. It looks like a panini bread.
It has a panini feel to it.
Okay.
But it's perfect for what you're doing because it's holding up well.
Yeah.
For the ingredients. When you have the cucumber on it, which is a fairly wet vegetable,
yep.
And that spread on there with the lamb, which is super moist, you got to have something that's going to hold it all together. Which is what this is doing extremely effectively. As you can see, there's nothing on my plate that's dripped off, but everything is still very moist inside the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before. I'm a big salad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Love salads. It kind of goes to my greater, I like a lot of stuff theory. You know, salads are a perfect vessel for just putting a lot of crap in one plate. And a side benefit or side effect of that is I'm a big dressing guy. I love, and under the heading of this is why you're fat, I tend to overdress things.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, so by the end of it, you know, I have that, you know, that nice pool at the bottom of the plate where it's just too much. And you know, with me, I tend to favor more cream dressings, your ranches and things like that.
You don't say.
I know. Again, this is why I'm fat. Although I have gotten better, you know, that has been one of the many culture-finding effects of my lovely fiance. She has brought me closer to the side of the vinaigrette and the lighter stuff.
It's good over here.
I won't do French because that's just wrong. It just looks weird. And Catalina, the same thing.
You don't like the red dressings?
No, I'm not a big fan.
Have you ever mixed it with blue cheese?
No, I've seen that.
It'll
done.
Change your life.
I've seen that done. I just, it's some about
you're
it.
Like, where have you been all my life?
There's some about it I'm not a big fan of. Much like your side salad, this is perfectly dressed, where you're not getting the pool in the bottom. But, and we've talked about this before with burgers, the avocado almost becomes a second, like little bits of dressing throughout this, because you bite into it and it's that soft,
creamy.
Kind of creamy bit, so you get the feeling of having it being, you know, having dressing, but without it actually having the dressing, and it's better for you. So I'm definitely want to try this more. We just did on Sunday actually. We did a breakfast sandwich. We made breakfast sandwiches beforehand, before we went to the Spring Con, which we'll talk about in a bit. And this particular recipe that we were having called for sliced avocado. So we picked up an avocado. I love avocado.
Yeah.
Mentioned that probably 3 times on the show already, and I've mentioned it.
I think you almost have to mention it every episode.
At this point, yeah, I think so. Whether we need to just get sponsored by the avocado board.
Haas avocado board.
Yes. Get us on the
God
line.
God knows we can make a better commercial than former NFL player John Lynch does.
I have not actually seen these commercials.
During the NFL season.
That's why I haven't seen them.
Well, John Lynch, who used to play, somebody's going to rip me apart, safety for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's very wooden.
What? A football player isn't good on camera?
No, he's not. He's terrible. And he does the spot, commercial spot for Haas Avocados. So he arrives at a party and he brings all this stuff, and he was supposed to bring the avocados. So he brought puppies and chips and, yeah.
Why would you bring puppies?
Look, I brought puppies.
It sounds like a terrible
commercial.
They won't
let him in until he brings the avocados. I know. It's a terrible commercial.
That is a terrible commercial. Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho.
But this recipe that we're using only called for half an avocado. Mm-hmm. And, you know, avocados, delicious, very good for you.
In moderation?
No. Bear with me. Okay. I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
Very good for you. It's a good kind of fat. You're right. I mean, like anything, it's good moderation. You don't want too much of it. It also, the second you look at it, it starts rotting. Okay, you cut open an avocado, you got maybe 48 hours before that thing is just toothpaste.
You gotta disarm the bomb.
You do. So we had this ticking time bomb of a half an avocado in our fridge. So it's like, we gotta use this. So we ended up using it Sunday night on, we made Tex-Mex burgers,
okay,
which are basically just beef with green chilies.
So you grilled out last night?
Hell yeah.
After the storm went
through? That's right. No, during the storm. It was just, you know.
Fuck you, storm. This is happening.
fuck you, grilling. anyway. No, yeah, we grilled out after. Because by the time we got home from SpringCon, it was probably about 7 o'clock. So by then, pretty much everything had gone through. And so we grilled out. But it became the, okay, we have to use the stuff up. Which I think is the real downside. You know, we can do seedless watermelons.
Yeah.
But we can't create an avocado that lasts more than 12 hours.
Well, I've got a trick for you.
You?
For saving your avocado.
Okay.
You have to use a little bit of, you know, it's got to be fresh. You can't just use the bottled stuff. A lemon.
Squirt okay.
A little lemon juice on it. It'll keep twice as long. So you have, you know, just go radio. Yes, please. Thank you.
So you have 3 days instead of
three
a day.
3 days instead of a day and a half, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. It works like a champ. You know, keep it in a loose container. And even better is if you squirt a little bit on whatever you're not using, but also drop that wedge of lemon in there with it.
Oh, okay.
You get almost a week out of it.
Sure.
I guarantee you, I've actually done it. It works.
All right. It's your food tip of the day.
Yes.
Or of the week, I guess. Because we're weekly.
And I'm not even going to admit to where I actually learned that from.
That sounds like a good eat.
No, that's the thing. I wish it was a good eat.
You learned it from the ex-wife, didn't you?
Can't even shit. Trained palate that she had? Good lord. Let's have chicken breast tonight. No! I'm not even kidding. I've come into my own when it comes to eating since I've been divorced.
Well, yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, I ate very poorly. Or like a poor person. But,
well, you were a poor person.
I was a poor person.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
No, Martha Stewart is where I got the avocado tip from. Which makes sense. That's very Martha Stewart-esque, but it would be more of the Sir Elton LeBron.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, SpringCon.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big event this last weekend. It was huge for us. It was awesome. I gotta say. If you don't know SpringCon is the yearly convention put on by the Minnesota Comic Book Association. It's a comic book convention. I say it's yearly. There's actually two conventions a year that they do. They do a SpringCon and a FallCon. Very good.
Awesome. Right? Thank you.
Yes. They do a SpringCon and a FallCon. The FallCon is the more focused, and it's in a smaller place. SpringCon is their big event. They take over the grandstand at the state fairgrounds. There were 230 guest creators there this year, including us. It was one of the biggest, from attendance it sounded like, one of the biggest ones they've done in a long time. And it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Bravo.
You know, talking to people, introducing our, with us, especially, you know, even though we've been doing this a while, most of what we do in these events is introducing ourselves to people. Like, you know, we will meet the occasional fan and stuff like that, but it's much more of a, this is what we do, and, you know, all that stuff. And I love doing that. I love, you know, I'm not a big sales pitch guy, but I love talking about what we do.
Which is a sales pitch.
I know, but it's I'm a better evangelist.
I'm not very personable.
I know, there's that too. I'm scared of people.
Well, people are scared of you.
Yeah, also true.
It's the creepy hello.
I just like doing it after a while just to bother you.
It wasn't bothering me. It was like, oh, there went a t-shirt sale. Basically, every time you did it, it was like, oh, you're screwed. We kind of not freak out people, even though the people that you're selling them to aren't typically all that normal, especially at a convention like that.
Yeah.
But really, what is normal?
That's true. So anyway, this is your first SpringCon,
mm-hmm.
but it was your second convention.
Yep.
Because you did Convergence last year.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. You're right. That's right, because when we did Wally.
Yeah.
Or when we interviewed Wally. We didn't do him.
Wasn't what let us.
Wasn't that kind of interview.
Oh.
But this was your first opportunity to work a convention.
Yes, it was.
Now, you're not a big comic book guy.
I own a stash of comic books that are worth money.
You do?
I have a stash of comic books that are worth money.
Have they been appraised recently?
Yes, they have.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I nearly sold them. And I probably will end up selling them when I make the house purchase. I'm an investment collector. I got a lot of stuff that you don't know that I have.
I feel kind of hurt you haven't told me about this.
No, because you want to play with it. No. I'm not a reader.
But just in general, I mean, you barely read, barely can read.
Tilburg. That's, I got it, Tilburg. I sounded
it. Well, it's Dutch, so it's a little harder.
It is, yeah.
That's
the. So for me, comic books are much more, I see them as investment pieces. And so if I end up buying something like that, I do a bit of research before that. I don't read them. I find I like the artwork, and I can appreciate all of that. But when it gets down to brass tacks, it's just not something I both invest money in just as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And don't follow anything regularly. And the comic books that I do have are, you know, they're Batman, they're Spider-Man, they're, you know, they're Superman in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Are the ones that I own. So.
All right. So what was your impressions of?
It was fun. It was a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. I was more just doing it to get out of the house, as I've been a lazy ass for the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was a lot more fun than I was expecting it to be. It was different than Convergence, in that Convergence, you didn't really have a good idea of how big it was.
Yeah.
Because of where it was. Whereas
Convergence, we should say, it's another convention. It happens around 4th of July weekend every year. The prices apparently doubled for the badges this year. They're like $80. Which is like, that's too fucking much, I'm sorry. But the thing with Convergence is it's in a hotel. And it's all spread out in different rooms throughout the hotel, and this with Convergence, it's one arena basically. It's here's this giant, you know, space, and here's everything. So you do get a little bit better sense of the
strike what you said and reverse it, because you said Convergence is the big open space.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Whereas
I'm a salad drunk, right?
Yeah. Whereas SpringCon is a much more open space. It's helping Minnesota State for Grandstand, which we've done state fair shows before, but we've never actually gone. Have we gone to the Grandstand?
Yeah, I think we went last year.
Okay.
Because that's where some of the weird foods were.
I black out.
I don't blame you.
I black out and I sweat. And when those two things happen, I can't remember what happens.
Yeah. You actually sweat memories out.
I really do. So, and it's a great space for something like that.
Yeah.
It's big. It's got wide hallways. You can really, you know, everyone can have their own space and not feel like they're falling over each other.
Yeah.
Obviously, when the fair is going on, they pack twice as many
at least that much
vendors in there. But it was nice and spaced out, and you know, don't take this the wrong way. I
I had this image of, you know, every single person that I was going to interact with over the course of the weekend, what that type of person was going to be. And I was pleasantly surprised, you know, a lot of families out.
Yeah.
That was really the most shocking thing for me. Is that there were just, you know, a lot of people with kids, and the kids were just as into it as the adults were, and the kids were equally as knowledgeable about everything. And people genuinely interested in what you were doing, even though they might not have bought a t-shirt or anything like that, but they were interested in what you were saying, and that made the time worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, I've done this is my third Spring Con and probably my fifth convention of some sort where I'm just, you know, manning the booth and telling people about the network and stuff like that. And I always like Spring Con simply because it is such a fun atmosphere. I mean, everyone's there to have a good time. You know, and everyone is honestly, genuinely interested in what you're doing.
The people that were holding it, that were running it,
yeah,
were extremely relaxed. Not like to the point where it was disorganized.
No, they were competent.
They were completely competent.
Yeah.
And to me, that speaks volumes for all the rest of the convention will go for all the exhibitors.
Exactly. There was a bit of a mix-up where we apparently stole a table from another podcaster. But oh, thank you.
Would you like to see a dessert list?
I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
but you know that always happens. I mean, there's always going to be the goofy little bit, especially when, like I said, you're dealing with 230 guest tables,
yep,
plus probably half a dozen to a dozen dealers.
Yep.
Like, that's a lot of people to coordinate. Of course, there's going to be one or two kind of goof-ups.
Yeah.
So,
but we were happy to have the extra space.
Yeah, I certainly wasn't complaining.
Yeah. And a pillar.
What?
And a pillar.
And a pillar. Which, you know, is both good and bad.
Yes and no, we were able to use it to our...
Yeah, we you know, made lemonade from lemons, but it does kind of affect
things. Kind of made an old Arnold Palmer. It wasn't that good looking.
Thank you. But no, it's I love doing these shows simply because it's big enough where you're gonna get a good crowd of people, but it's small enough where you're not gonna get, you know, you're not elbowing people for,
right,
it's not like a San Diego or something like that.
Right.
Which
I will do at some point in my life just for the spectacle of it all.
I'm still convinced I'm not going
to
do it.
I know, but it might have to be one of those pilgrimage type things.
I would need a booth. I think that's what it would take.
Right.
I don't think I would go as a guest.
No. I can see that. I can see that.
But... And I think there's a lot to be said. You know, there is always that image of these comic conventions where you've got these you know, socially awkward people,
yeah,
and, you know, they're super into whatever it is and they want to talk to you at length about,
yep,
shit you do not care about,
right?
And
or sing to you,
and there's certainly examples of that. I mean, and you're gonna get that, you know, no matter what you do. But yeah, that was pretty awesome. Didn't sing to either of us.
Make sure to bring that up on the.
Oh, we will. It will be brought up.
Thank you.
Yes. But you know, by and large, like, everyone's super cool.
Absolutely.
And you know, that is one thing I'll always give credit. And, you know, the same thing I would say for, like, Gen Con, which we haven't done a booth at yet.
Yeah.
I would like to at some point. But unlike Spring Con, they make you pay for tables. And while I probably would have been okay with paying for a table this time because of how well we ended up doing,
right,
that's still, it's a bit more of a gamble. You know, especially when, you know, a table at, like, Chicago Con,
yeah,
or, like, Chicago Comic Con, for how big we had, would be more than what we made at Spring Con.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it's a good balance. But the cool thing about how they run it, and it's run by, like I said, the Minnesota Comic Book Association, as well as The Source, which is the big comic and game store here in Twin Cities. Not only do they give pretty much everyone free tables, unless you're a dealer, you know, all the artists get free tables, but they're very good about getting guys you've never heard of. Yeah. You know, getting local artists, you know, up and comers, and all of these people, and you do get a good mix of kind of all levels of skill. Like, we were sitting next to a guy that works for LucasArts.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you got another guy that is doing his hand-drawn comic.
Yep.
As well as selling the LP for his, or the EP for his punk band.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a nice mix. And again, everyone's super cool.
Yep. And everyone is interested in what everyone else is doing.
And here's the real thing, you know, more than the, just the general attitude and how cool everyone is about stuff, the one thing one big thing I want to point out to people that don't go to these conventions and, you know, and are thinking about going or something like that is, especially locally, we got some amazing artists around here. I mean, shockingly good.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that SpringCon is a good starter convention for a person who's never gone to something, you know, one of a larger convention?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good one.
They're a little bit nervous. I'm like, oh, do I really want to waste the, do I, well, not waste the money, do I really want to spend the money to go to something?
Well, SpringCon is a good, most, if not all, of the admission cost goes to charity.
Yep.
They do a lot of stuff with the Lupus Foundation. And they also have a charity auction as well, which I'm happy to say we donated 2 shirts to the auction, and they both not only were bid on, but one of them actually made triple how much we were charging for it.
Really?
So,
goes to show you, we should have been charging more.
We should have been charging more.
Way to go, sir.
I know. Sorry. But yeah, so they do a lot of stuff with charity but you're right, it's a good starter one because it's not too crowded, everyone's super friendly, it's very kid friendly. You got people walking around in costumes all the time. There's kind of this core group of about 6 or 7 guys and girls, I should say, that go to all these conventions in costume, and it's the same, you know, kind of conventions, or, you know, same kind of costumes with a lot of these guys. A couple of these guys only have like 1 or 2 outfits that they do. There's a couple of them. I know I can't think of his last name, but Yancey and his brother, they each do like 3 or 4 different outfits, and they'll change throughout the day.
Okay.
He was Thor.
That was a damn good Thor.
The Thor was very good. The Iron Man is awesome.
The Iron Man was awesome. The Predator one was awesome.
The Predator was awesome, although
too small for a Predator to be a Predator.
Well, yeah, he was about 5'2".
Yeah, and the mask was another 3 feet.
Yeah, he was kind of, you know how. Here's how I would compare. I always call him bobblehead Predator.
Yeah.
But the closer explanation is regular Predator to this Predator is Darth Vader to Dark Helmet.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, exactly, it's the massive, but it's an awesome costume. It's a great costume.
It wasn't as good as the Iron Man. The Iron Man one was amazing.
Yeah, Iron Man one is also like a $12,000 costume.
It was serious.
Yeah, that guy's hardcore.
Even the light up
the palms
and the light up arc reactor, that was impressive. I mean, even more so than any of the, there were like 2 Darth Vaders that were walking around the day before, which are nice, but you know, everyone has one.
Everyone does. Well, like the 501st is there.
Yeah.
You know, they're always there. It's a good starter convention. It's you can certainly get very geeky with comics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a very comics focused thing. I mean, there is some general sci-fi elements and things like that, but there's some other like dealers that will do like toys and DVDs and stuff like that.
A lot of print.
You know, I mean, it's all artists, so I mean, it's
well, I guess more prints, I should say, prints as in like artwork for sale.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of artists.
I was surprised there was that much.
Yeah.
You know,
that's how artists make their money. Like, a lot of people don't realize that. Like, this ain't the Renaissance where, you know, you can get a patron anymore.
No.
And there's very few people that work for, you know, LucasArts or Marvel or anything. I mean,
right.
That's how a lot of these guys make their money.
Right.
Especially, like, one thing I didn't realize until I started going to these shows is how many of these artists, how much money they make on commissions and sketches.
Sure.
You know, and a lot of times, like, before I started going to these things, like, I'd see a guy, and he'd be charging, like, $10 for a sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, what the hell, dude? Like, it's a sketch.
Right.
But now that I know a lot of these artists,
mm-hmm.
and I see, the skill level and what they're doing, like, that makes sense to me. Especially, like, listening to some of what people want.
Yeah.
Like, that's the crazy thing. Like, if you just say, I just want to sketch, you know, do whatever you want, that's one thing.
Exactly.
Some of these people, and I've talked to artists like this, some people are very specific.
Oh my God, yes.
About what they want. Yeah. I was talking with this one guy that was actually sitting next to us, and I left their card at home, and I feel terrible that I forgot them, but we'll link to them in the show notes. They're guys from Iowa, very nice guys. They gave me really shitty rum.
Yeah.
It was Sailor Jerry, which was... Yeah.
And he was very pleased with himself.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not terribly
nice
impressive.
Guy, but again, very, very pleased that he brought rum to sci-fi. But congratulations.
Well, you know, whatever.
Well, it was kind of weird.
It was a little weird, but
he just kept going back to the, look what I brought.
Yeah, he was very proud of that. Yeah.
We're happy for you.
But yeah, regardless. I do want to mention real quick that we are on campus, which has provided some very entertaining street traffic.
I've been looking at you the entire time. We need to preface this. I can't see out. So yeah. I can see out, but...
It takes work. You have to pivot.
Well, I have to pivot, but also I have to watch your eyes. So if I see you drifting off, not looking at me anymore, obviously...
You'll whip around. There's one pair that's doing laps around the block. I've seen him at least three times already. I miss campus at spring. I'll just say that much.
Spring awakening.
It is. It is indeed. But no, like some people are so fucking specific.
Yeah.
And I mean that's fine. And if artists are cool with that, then you know I think that's just part of the gig.
Yeah.
But like I would almost feel guilty like asking them to be super specific.
If I was paying more for it, I would want something specific. But for the amount that they were charging, I just want something that's a good, that's a piece
that's good.
That you like, you know, that you're proud of. Not something that I want just because I'm selfish.
Yeah.
And you're only charging me $10. So.
Yeah. And you know, we were joking about there was a guy there that wasn't supposed to be there. His name is Bill Willingham. Which, if you know comics, you realize how big a deal that is. Bill Willingham is a writer, and I believe he's an artist as well, but he's more known as a writer, and a big writer. Like his big claim to fame is he does a series called Fables, which is a really big DC Vertigo comic. But he does a lot of other stuff for DC and other people. Wasn't supposed to be there. The artist for I believe it was for Fables. One of the artists. Had to skip out.
Okay.
So this guy flew in on his own dime, unbeknownst to anyone, and basically worked the table on Saturday. And you know he had almost no booth. I mean he had no signs, nobody, I didn't know he was there until like 2 in the afternoon. Like this is a guy I love Fables. Like it's one of my favorite series of all time. Huge Bill Willingham fan. And we were joking about finding him and talking to him and asking him to sign a book. And we joked about. Basically saying, here's this comic book. Could you draw me in all the panels? Like I'm hanging out with all of the characters, and I'm just in every scene. Just asking him that and seeing.
Somebody probably already did.
I'm sure he had. But I want to see what his reaction would be.
Yeah.
Like I want to hang out with Big B Wolf and stuff like that.
Can I sleep in your bed tonight?
Yeah. But thank God I'm not talented. Otherwise, I'd have people coming to me with stupid requests.
And you don't have patience for that.
I do, but... Again,
I don't have patience for that.
You don't have patience for that.
It's a good thing I'm not an artist.
Yeah, that's true.
Or talented.
Or
good looking.
Or just really a credit to anything,
A bane on the human race.
Yeah, you're a cancer.
I really am.
Cancer on the
cancer
species.
Cancer in the ass of the human.
Yes. Oh, that went dark real quick.
Really good.
Yeah. SpringCon's super fun.
Yeah.
I think... I don't know if we'll do FallCon because it's a little bit more of a madhouse. Because it's like 25% of the space.
Well, we gotta do it. It's election season.
True.
I'm just saying.
True, but think 25% of the space, but only half the people showing up.
It's election season.
It gets a little cozy. I'm just saying. I'm certainly going to try for that reason that you mentioned and others.
Yeah.
But you know, last year there were 1,000 people applied for 40 tables.
Okay.
So it's a little hard to get a table there.
You're saying we're not gonna have two spots.
we'll be lucky if we get one. But yeah, if we're supposed to, we'll set up a table outside. You know, just in the grass. It's actually not a terrible idea.
If it hadn't been raining all weekend, it probably would have been we would have been all right with it.
Yeah, but yeah, spring on super fun. I don't know when the next convention we're going to be doing. I know Ashley from Yet Another Gaming Show. She's going to be doing Anna Minneapolis, which is a new anime convention.
That sounds dirtier.
It's hard. Yeah, no. Yeah. And that's 4th of July weekend. Same weekend as Convergence. But she'll be doing that for her art. And I might try to, you know, kind of mooch some table space from her. Considering she mooched from us, so
right.
You know, I think that's fair.
She's gonna hit me again.
Probably. Or belch at you.
She's a disgusting
woman. She was very pleased with how disgusted you were.
It couldn't have been. Okay, she's what, maybe 90 pounds?
Maybe.
And about 5'3", 5'4", maybe?
Yeah, probably 5'4".
And she had just, I don't know what the hell she just ate.
Barbecue chips.
And had washed it down with like
vomit of some sort.
Pretty much. And I'm walking past, literally on my way out. I'm going to leave for the day. And she lets loose this massive belch and blows it. Like, literally, as I'm in my line of direction, not meaning to really get me,
but
I basically walked into it and swallowed it. It was, like, it was disgusting. My God.
She, you know, she is a filthy human being.
It was worse than anything that's ever come out of you.
Challenge accepted.
Exactly.
You just go home and eat nothing but rotten asparagus for the next week.
And beans.
No, because beans is... Beans is a omnidirectional weapon. It's hard to direct that a little bit, but
you're saying you have a good asparagus control. That's what you're getting at.
Well, it's just
which
we've already talked about this morning.
It's the name of this week's
asparagus
episode.
Control. Yeah, I like it.
Good asparagus control.
Good asparagus control. Which is funny because tying this back to food and local food, Spargle Fest was just at Black Forest. Black Forest, we've done the show before.
Many months ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. But Spargle Fest is their big asparagus
festival.
Holiday.
Yeah. Asparagus festival?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of asparagus, so.
Really?
I'm not a big fan. I mean, I don't dislike it, but.
It's asparagus season right now.
That's why they do Spargle Fest.
I know.
It might even still be going on. I don't know.
But it's one of those things that's it's a Minnesota grown product that you can actually get right now.
Nice.
Because, you know, obviously the tomatoes and apples. And, you know, pretty much any vegetation is not growing right now.
Yeah.
Except for rhubarb and chives and asparagus.
Yeah. Well, look at you, Mr. Farmer's Almanac, all of a sudden.
How I roll, bitches.
It's exactly how Ben Franklin put it, too.
You're right. Yeah. Me and Ben Franklin. Be tight. I hope that actually showed the chest thump.
The chest thump? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all right. We'll wrap up
SpringCon. I can't wait to do the next one. You might actually be seeing us at some other events that you might not expect to see us at, especially if you follow the DFL party here in Minnesota.
Yes. Yeah, just keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for us.
You never know where we're about.
Yeah, there will...
We're like herpes, we just
there,
show up.
There was one shirt in particular that did very well.
Yeah.
And if you go to our website, and actually go to our store site, which apparently is not available on the website right now, but you can go to it directly by just going to shop.fancybandsgangsters.com and go to our store and see if you can guess which shirt was strangely popular.
Yep. Rapture bump.
Yeah, it's a rapture bump. Anyway, we didn't even talk about the rapture, but we're running out of time.
That's okay.
Cafe 421. Have you been here before?
I've never been here before.
Okay, neither have I.
Which is crazy because, again, I work down the street.
And, you know, I used to be here all the time.
But it was a time of my life where I was eating chicken breast and mashed potatoes every night for dinner.
Yeesh.
It's a dark time for you. Yeah. Before the dark times.
It was dark
times. For the emperor. Tell you. Obi-Wan says it. He actually, never mind.
Yeah, stop.
Anyway, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Pleasantly surprised. Those Euro empanadas were fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was...
They need to do a plate with, like, 15 of them.
Yeah. Right? Granted, that would be kind of pricey. I mean, for an appetizer, you get three, you get three, and it's an 11 bucks.
And I probably would have paid, like... Yeah, you're right. That is pricey.
I mean, it's worth it. I mean, I think it's well priced. Absolutely. I just think you get too many of those, you're talking, you know, 15, 20 bucks.
Right. Thing. They should put how many you actually get on the plate.
They do.
They do?
Yeah, they say three.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's a reading thing you're having a problem with again.
I know. But
yeah, the empanada is definitely
awesome.
And honestly, like their appetizer menu is very good. They've got a beef borscht, which I've been meaning to make that jump to borscht. I haven't quite done it yet. I don't know if I'm ready for
it's
it yet.
Slippery slope, but once you walk down that, it's it's good. It's a good slope.
Yeah.
Anything that where sour cream is the condiment on it.
Yeah, that's true. But the, like we mentioned, the lamb kofta sliders. They've also got spanakopita.
Spinach pie.
Yeah, Greek spinach pie. But they've also got an eggplant milanese, which that as an appetizer, it sounds awesome.
Yeah. Anything milanese.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be pretty good.
That's true. But, you know, they got a good selection of salads. Yeah. My salad was awesome. Yeah. Like fantastic, amazing, crazy good.
Yeah.
And again, the entrees.
How good were the prices?
Prices are okay.
I think the prices are pretty good. I mean,
you 15 to 18 for an entree.
Right. And that not breaking that 20 bar,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, for what you get, I think you do really well. They do have a fair amount of seafood on here. They've got mussels. They also have sea scallops and a bouillabaisse provençal, which has got salmon, shrimp, sea scallops, and mussels in it.
Yeah, I was eyeing that one up. The only problem is I wouldn't have made it back to your place and then back to my place.
Yeah.
Without a pit stop.
Yeah.
That would have wrecked me.
But you know, and they got a fair amount of pastas. They got some good burgers. I mean, your lamb burger was.
And I hate to go back to price, but well priced for the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect date night if you're in college. And
absolutely,
you know, we're not. But there's not a whole lot of college students in here.
No.
Right now. I mean,
it is kind of the hiding in plain sight, because I think
a good graduate student.
It is. Well, you know, that's actually a fantastic way of describing it.
Yeah, I mean you can get stuff that's familiar to you,
mm-hmm.
on the menu, but if you're tired of the same old that you find on campus,
mm-hmm.
This is a wonderful, you know, more refined, maybe for an older palate.
Yeah, a little more cultured.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But still maybe on a budget.
Yep. Again, they have an eggplant milanese sandwich in here. They also have something called a pavo, which I know nothing about, but I want to make my friend, because it's a roasted turkey breast with cucumbers, tomatoes, guacamole, crispy onions, and the honey mustard aioli on a pita.
How does that not have bacon on it?
Oh my, I don't know.
I mean, that really is all.
But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of good ingredients. You know, again, that fresh ingredients with that Greek Italian influence, which again, you can't go wrong with, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, Greek is, you know, the olive thing aside, Greek is about my favorite cuisine.
Yeah.
And if I ever do get over the olive thing, I might as well just fucking move there.
For what it's worth, I was determined to be Greek today,
mm-hmm.
when I was trying to find the restaurant, and more so than any other cuisine in the Twin Cities, Greek places are closed on Mondays. We've tapped all of the closed on Monday,
yeah.
or open on Monday Greek places in town now.
Yeah, it was not a smart move to do the show on Mondays. It worked out at the time, but yeah. Little did we know.
The things I sacrificed for the show.
Yeah.
How many episodes of How I Met Your Mother I've missed? I'm lonely. Leave me alone.
Yeah, okay. So,
Allison Hannigan Hour.
And what's her face? The other one.
Kobe Smolders.
Yeah. She's cute. I like
her.
Cute.
Yeah. But the hot gal quotient is extremely high.
Yeah. And you know what?
And they always have, like, really hot guest stars.
Do they? I've never actually seen an episode of this show.
You'd be impressed. You'd be like, oh my god, this is
I'm sure.
Not, you could easily watch it without the sound on.
But And it's got Jason Segel, who I tend to like.
Jason Segel and
Doogie Howser. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And fat Jimmy Fallon. The main guy looks like Jimmy Fallon to me. I don't know why.
Josh Radner?
It's the beady eyes, I think, is what it is. But regardless.
Anyway.
Cafe 421. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of tucked away. It's right next to Wally's Hummus, which...
is brand new. I didn't know that was there.
Yeah.
Did that used to be a bookstore?
No, the bookstore is next door.
The bookstore closed.
No, Cummins Books is still open.
Okay.
Yeah. But like House of Hanson... which is a little convenience store.
That was stolen. Yeah.
That'll be open forever.
They changed owners though.
They might have, but no, they'd be stupid to close that thing because not only is that an institution, but
they can purge and rape and pillage.
Oh yeah. It's like, oh yes, this
$8 for like a gallon of milk.
What I love, the fact that they sell bulk ping pong balls, yes, right at the counter,
and red cups.
Yes, like red plastic cups. That is a college convenience store.
Exactly.
Right there.
It's like $15.
Oh yeah. But it's a cool area. You know, this is another area that, if it was a little better off, like financially, like if college kids made more money,
yeah,
this could be a great food place. You know, food neighborhood. You know,
I would love.
There's a lot of good places, and they tend to be a little cheaper.
They could double add about $3 to $4 to each entree, and put this place on like Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Yeah,
and make a Yeah. Or on Cathedral Hill.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, and this would totally work in on, you know, maybe not Eat Street,
no,
but I'm trying to think of like Powderhorn. I think we'd do
Powderhorn. Okay. Would do it. Anywhere this would go do well in South Minneapolis.
Yep.
Definitely not Eat Street.
You see, this is a little more walk up. Yep. You know, they got a good wine selection. I mean, it's I'm very impressed, I gotta say. Knowing almost nothing about this place, I was very impressed. So
you're here.
So thumbs up.
Absolutely.
So, and just before we go quickly, I want to say hi to everyone we did talk to at SpringCon.
Yes.
This is a show. We talked to a guy on Sunday who listened to the show after we talked to him on Saturday. Like, he came back.
Really?
And said that he had listened to the shows and he liked this show in particular.
Whoa.
So I forgot your name, but you're the teacher.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah, teacher. Yeah,
I like the teacher.
Yeah,
guy.
Teacher guy was cool.
T-shirt guy.
Yeah, t-shirt. Yeah, that's hard to say. But
don't figure I was the one who was actually able to say that.
I'm kind of impressed. But yeah, teacher guy, you're awesome. As soon as I have children, I'm sending them to you. I don't know what grade you teach, but
I thank you for your patience on the t-shirt thing. For those of you who actually came back and bought shirts after we replenished, we really appreciate it.
Yeah. We went from selling almost nothing to selling a lot, so like we weren't prepared.
No,
so we had
God,
to
no.
We had to make essentially three trips.
Rapture bump.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Anyway, as always, we want to thank our sponsors, hopcharts.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. And I've actually got a thing on my phone that is my backlog of stuff I have to add to Hopchart. So I will eventually get to it when I have some time. Hopchart.com, check it out. It's awesome. If you're a beer lover and you want to not only tell people about the beer that you are having, but discover other beers around town, it's fantastic. It's totally worth it.
I'm trying to do a better job of...
we both are.
Yep. You know, it's one of those things like you don't think about, and I think I'd be more likely to do it if they had a BlackBerry app, just saying.
No one wants a BlackBerry app.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
We do want to, again, welcome you guys onto our Facebook, facebook.com/wellfitguide2life, or our Twitter account, twitter.com/wellfitguidefpg. We're also on Foursquare, foursquare.com/wellfitguidetolife as well. Be a friend, follower, fan, whatever social network applies.
Insert social network.
Yeah, exactly. And you're checking us into Foursquare. Nice. Thank you. Again, I want to remind people that the shop is still open. You can go to shop.fancybizgangsters.com to check out all the shirts we're selling. And we're doing an inventory right now of what we've got because this weekend was so crazy. So orders might take a little longer than they normally would, but we'll get them to you as soon as we can. What else am I forgetting? Did all the social networks, did the shop.
Yeah.
Did you get Twitter?
I did the Twitter.
Okay.
Lastly, our email. You can go to the website, fancymansgangsters.com. There's a big button that says Pants in your email. You can sign up for the newsletter and get weekly updates about the shows and sponsors and events we're doing and all that good stuff. And we always appreciate it when people sign up for that. We're going to be doing coupon codes and stuff like that in there too. So if you want a shirt or want something like that, that's a good way to find out about it. So, I guess without further ado, thank you guys once again for listening, and we'll see you next week.